Welcome to another edition of NetStruck Talks. It's your host, Sharon Lee, publicity strategist and host for NetStruck Talks. And NetStruck Talks is an informative show that provides valuable information for consumers and entrepreneurs on personal and professional growth. My motto is, tell us something that we don't know that will help us build, that will help us be a better person and business owner. Each show, I have an amazing guest that not only wows me, but has accomplished so much in their career. And today, my guest left her corporate job working as a journalist for some major big platforms to now creating her own digital space for women of color to add soul to their lifestyle, self-care, opulence, unity, and love. Stay tuned. Welcome, and I'm excited, you know, and why, let me tell you, I'm always excited when I introduce and interview guests. But this particular guest, I met her literally in a group of publicists, and I just kept following her. And next thing you know, she turns around, leaves her major corporate company where she worked for Essence and some of the biggest companies to start her own magazine. She is now the editor-in-chief of Brown Style Magazine. Tweety, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for such a lovely introduction.
Listen, you are a lovely person. I mean, like I said, we have not met face-to-face, but we have met digitally, and I've seen you, like I said, I've seen your work. I've seen, you know, you have started a magazine from scratch to now being a major, major magazine that talks to Black women, women of color. Right. And I mean, you know, I love telling these stories. I love talking about these stories because, you know, a lot of people are fearful in leaving a great corporate company, you know, guaranteed money to do their own thing. But before we actually get into you becoming the editor in chief of your own magazine, what made you decide to say, you know what, I love what I do, but I need to do something different. I need to do me.
Trying to find work-life balance. You know, working in corporate, there's always like the hustle culture. So it's constantly moving. Things are fast-paced. And you really don't have that much time to really focus on yourself. And I found that I was writing about, you know, the importance of, you know, self-care, the importance of wellness, the importance of having peace, but I wasn't actually able to live it. So it just was a natural, you know, natural progression to, like, you know, change up what I was doing. And I wanted to inspire other women to do the same.
You know, and it's so important when you think about self-care, because especially women of color, we always work and work and work and work. We want to please everybody. We want to please, you know, make sure that everything is done, not only at the workplace, but also for the family. And we always put ourselves second, third.
Right.
So we never think about that. But becoming an editor-in-chief for a magazine, that is big. And I'm pretty sure that, you know, really creating time management and time balance for yourself also is a challenge because, one, you're getting it off the ground. And, you know, as a publicist, I always look to see the quality and the mission and vision of what someone who starts a magazine with. So it can start from the ground and, you know, you're building it up. And I look at it like, this is great. But other people look at it like, you know what? You don't have any followers. You don't have anything. How are you dealing with that? Because I know that's a hustle to maintain that name that, you know, people look at you. And I'm pretty sure they still say, hey, do you still write for Essence? Do you still write for, you know, for any other, any other publications? You're like, no, this is me. Like, how do you deal with that?
I will say I was fortunate enough when we launched Brown Style Magazine, which was September 19th of last year. We immediately were met with rave reviews about the content. We actually was able to secure 5,000 views in the first month, and then we continued to be able to hold up the cadence. So, like, it's been a blessing to see it grow and to watch, you know, the genuine responses and stuff. Makes my day completely. We've gotten everything from, like, we're like a new kind of editorial with, like, fresh content to, like, people feel like it's a vision board where they can really just go there and find inspiration for all their needs for self-care, opulence, unity, and love.
Yeah, no, when we were talking before we got on the air, mm-hmm. I mentioned to you that I love your inspirational emails that we get on a regular basis.
Yes.
So, you know, for those that are listening, you will get the link in the comment box how to join the newsletter for Brown Style Magazine. But, you know, Brown Style Magazine, what the focus of it is really about self-care. So yes. I know that you have it where soul, and soul stands for, let me just get this right, soulful. Oh, God, where is it? I just had it. So soulful, soft, life, and love.
Yeah. So self-care, opulence, unity, and love, which okay. is the pillars for a soulful, soft life. And that pretty much means that you have peace, you have wellness, and you're having time to have that work-life balance that we all need as women in general, but especially as women of color. Because like you said before, we wear so many hats, we try to keep up with so many things. We have to be superwoman every day, but sometimes we just need that minute to relax our shoulders, to find somewhere that it's no stress, it's no bad news, it's no negativity, it's just positively important into yourself with good energy.
So when you decided to put this together, I know you said in the beginning, the reason why you decided to start it was because of life balance and things like that. So as you are looking for stories and looking for, you know, things to put in the magazine, what is the criteria that you really look for?
I'm really looking for genuine stories. I like to highlight people who are going to inspire us either mind, body, or soul. So something that's either going to motivate or inspire. So personal essays. We have people who have some columns going. For one, we have Love Notes by Chi. She's a professional matchmaker, and she's able to give some really good content about you know, how to deal with being single, how to deal with dating in this new dating pool, and just like really good, like self-care, self-reflection pieces about love. We have some really good columns about home decor. So everything to help you bring peace to your space. And we have a lot of other upcoming columns coming. I'm excited for you guys to see. But we're really looking for those genuine stories and genuine storytelling.
So I know, you know, again, I love the concept of that you really focus on self-care. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as people are going into their business, you know, starting their own business, you know, what is their own work life? You know, when you're creating your own work life balance, mm-hmm. what do you do in terms of starting your own business? Like, what did you do when you said, okay, this is my self-life, you know, my life balance? I want to do this. I want to make sure, because we know, as I mentioned, starting this magazine was not easy. Although you were fortunate, you know, because I remember with the launching, I helped push the launching out, but yeah. I know it's still a lot.
Right.
What did you do to create that balance and make sure that you did not fall into that rut of, oh my God, like, you know,
right.
what did I get myself into? And what advice would you give others that may want to start their own magazine or, you know, jump into doing their own business?
Okay. So to make sure I didn't fall into the rut, I was passionate about what I wanted to do. I knew what my messaging was. I knew what my intent was. So I feel like that makes all the difference when starting a business. If you know exactly what your point is and you have a vision for it, then I think it becomes something that's a lot easier than, you know, something that you're not really passionate about. So I'm a huge schedule person. So it made it a lot easier for me to balance my work-life balance when I had a schedule. So although I changed, you know, coming from corporate world, you know, where it's like a little bit more strict, I still was able to, you know, find time for my self-care. I've made sure that my weekends were for me and my family time. And just making sure that I'm intentional of what I'm doing for my self-care needs and what I'm doing for my wellness goals. Advice I can give other women is definitely know yourself. Take out time to do the work. So your journaling, your reflection, just anything that's going to bring you inner peace, because that's when you'll find that you're actually most productive. And you'll be surprised at how much you get done if you give yourself time to rest. So I'm a big advocate for rest. I'm a big advocate for tea and anything that's going to help you relax and unwind.
It's so funny, you know, holistic approaches. I'm now working with a client that is, you know, wants to bring holistic approaches into the medicine world. And, you know, we're having this conversation and, you know, I'm just thinking of, okay, holistic. What else would be holistic? You know, it's self-care. So it's massage. It's, you know, sleep, like, which I'm a big fan of sleep. You know, my husband will tell you firsthand. He was like, I don't know how you could fall asleep in 5 minutes.
You have to.
I can't. Okay. Sure. Like, no problem. It might be shorter than 5 minutes, but you know, I love the fact that you bring up, you know, tea and bring up these self-care items, because believe it or not, I have interviewed some women that really does not know what self-care means. And for you to circulate your magazine around that. And, and again, I want everybody that's listening to please go and subscribe to Black Style, their newsletter. Because, and also read the paper, read it. It's a digital online platform because it gives these self tips, these self care tips. And you get that partly with some magazines, you know, you get part and then you'll get, you know, some other, but you are 100% going into with self care. And, you know, have you found that when you go through and you're looking for individuals and you're looking for them to come out and talk about, you know, self-care or whatever, have you found some people that were struggling with an interview because they just could not get it?
Surprisingly, I found that a lot of people were excited to talk about self-care because it's not something that we talk about a whole lot, especially as women who are always on the go and we're, you know, on hustle culture constantly. We're trying to keep up with everything. It's nice to finally hear somebody or a place or a platform to kind of help us relax. You know, like, we don't have to be on all the time. We don't need to know all about, you know, all the big money and stuff you made. Like, let's talk about, how are you relaxing? How are you finding peace? What brings you peace? Like, those are the kind of conversations that we focus on at Brown Style Magazine. And I find that a lot of people find refreshing.
So when you decided, again, to make it up, your whole family is part of this. So, and I love the family affair part. Your mom, your sister, your older sister, your younger sister, your younger sister, your dad. Like, I love the fact, you know, I'm a family business also. You know, my husband, he's my photographer, videographer. Our son, he does the marketing and everything. Our other son does the IT. And then I have our younger son who, you know, ironically enough, I do my shows during the day. And he's in school, but he's my engineer. So
very cool.
But, you know, bringing the family together, like, how does that make you feel that, you know, you didn't have this when you were working for corporate and now you're able to create this space?
Right.
How does that make you feel?
I feel incredibly blessed. I'm constantly thankful for the support that I get from my family. We've all actually had background in media and publication. So for us all to be able to work together in this on this platform to really help and inspire women of color is like something that makes me smile from ear to ear. it's a wonderful experience, and I would definitely advocate for those who want to be in business. Definitely lean to the support of your family and close friends because they can really help make a difference.
That's important. That's definitely important. Now, you mentioned your dad. Your dad is like really, really involved with it. And I get it. Your mom, your sisters and everybody, you know, because it's a women's magazine. Mm-hmm. Have you decided to add on a men of color part to it, or have you already done that? Or, you know, is that in the making?
Right now, we're still working with the women of color, but that doesn't mean that we don't enjoy stories, you know, that advocate for celebrating women of color. So, for instance, we have a writer, his name is Corey Wesley. He does really awesome pieces, you know, about from the male's perspective, but he's kind of putting you on to, like, what's happening, you know, from his eyes. this is what you need to know as women of color. So I find that to be really fun and refreshing. And in the future, we'll be having a lot more interviews with couples and stuff. So they'll be coming down the pipeline.
Oh, that's nice. I love that. I love that. And you talked about coming down on the pipeline. What, you know, I know magazines, they have their seasons and they have, you know, specifics and things like that. Mm-hmm. What is coming up for the next few months? We're just starting the new year. You know, what lineup do you have? I know you just started in September, mm-hmm. and you've been just soaring. You know, like I said, I've just seen you soaring. I've seen you on the platforms. I've seen your great interviews. You have celebrities. You have the community part. You have the self-care. But, you know, what is the next phase for Brown Style Magazine?
Well, we're excited to expand our digital ecosystem. So we'll be heading into, more video content. We'll be doing more podcast content. And we're just going to be really excited about, you know, creating more of a space for women to feel like they can find peace, self-care, opulence, unity, and love. So that's something I'm really excited about. You'll be the first one to know some of the fun stuff that we have coming. Yes, you'll get the exclusive.
I got the exclusive.
Yes. But right now, we're just laying everything out. But I will say that in February, we're launching a really extensive designer juicer shop. So it'll be over 100 designers that we'll be highlighting and featuring. So that's something really important to us.
Oh, no, that's great. That's great. I'll make sure we look out for that. And, you know, just make sure that you give us all the information and we can put that out. NetStruck is always supportive of, you know, putting things out for, for small businesses, yeah, and to help get them more exposure. So I like talking about this particular topic with my media partners and platforms, mm-hmm. is how do you get the attention of an editor? So I know you get pitches left and right. I tell my clients, listen, if you want to do this on your own, great. But there are certain things that you need to do when you're sending a pitch. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask the number one question. What is your pet peeve that you have encountered so far? And you can talk about before you became your own editor-in-chief and even now.
Okay. So right off the bat, one of my biggest pet peeves is either spelling my name wrong in the email or not putting my name at all. Because I don't know if it's for me or not. It kind of feels like it's like a, what's it called? One of those newsletter
blast.
Exactly. Like a newsletter blast. I'm one of those people who like to build actual genuine connections. So when I see like either my name is spelled wrong or it's not even my name, it's been cases where it's like, oh, hi Bethany. I'm like, I'm definitely not Bethany. I think you copy and paste this one. I'm sorry. Well, I will say that that's really a pet peeve for me, but and probably just lack of information. I find it, you know, a lot of people who send pitches, they forget like the necessary things they need to go into a pitch, which is like, for one, doing your research. You need to know what platform you're pitching to. We don't cover sports directly, so to get a pitch about a man who's doing some kind of sports event, that's not quite our beat. So I find that when people don't do their research, that could also be a quick reason to end up in the trash bin, because we get a lot of emails throughout the day.
Exactly. And I tell people that. I said, listen, please do your read. That's like the number two thing. The number one thing that I have always had my conversations with editors, mm-hmm. producers, journalists, is they need to spell my name correctly.
Yes.
Or make sure that they, you know, at least have my name in there, mm-hmm. or even the platform. Right. So... And I learned that was the first time. That's like, you know, PR 101. So I started out, you know, first in working for the city of New York, my first press release. And again, you know, I sent a press release. It was like, you know, like 1,500 words.
You know, we all experienced it at some point.
Yeah, exactly. So I send this out and I'm like, oh, why didn't they answer? And I'm saying, you know, and then, you know, my supervisor came. He was like, hey, did you send that pitch out? And I was like, yeah, I sent the press release. He was like, no, pitch. Well, right. He's like, did you send the whole press release? I said, yeah, that's what I, you know, he's like, oh my gosh. And so that was my learning curve with that. It was, listen, a pitch is short.
Yes.
Customize it, make it to where this journalist or who you're sending it to, that it relates to them. So that's always the case. So I love to hear different, you know, viewpoints in terms of what's your biggest pet peeve. And I'll be honest with you, the number one is spell my name right.
Yeah. It's out of respect, you know? And it gives me an opportunity to say, okay, this person is putting in the effort. Two, even if it's like, okay, well, I'm sending this to multiple people, at least take out the time to know my name, know what publication that I'm working for or writing for, or the publication I actually own. It doesn't take a long time to just do a quick Google check.
Do a quick Google. Yeah. And, you know, that's why I tell people, I say, you know, it's so important to at least know the ins and outs about doing this, because you can, right. Like what you said, it will determine if this goes in the trash or if I'm going to read it.
I mean, and countless emails each day. And what I think countless is countless. Some of them are very long. So we honestly don't have time to respond to every email. But knowing that you're taking out the time to respect me, and it's not just like the email blast and stuff, I will make the extra effort to respond. Even if it's a no, it's just letting you know, like, okay, I decided to pass on this at this time. But it doesn't mean that there won't be an opportunity in the future.
Absolutely. And I tell people, I said, listen, just because you're pitching to them don't mean that, you know, they're a machine. They're human beings. They could be your daughter, your sister, your mother. Mm-hmm. I mean, treat them with respect. And also, I know you would get upset if someone sends you an email that spelled your name wrong or gave you a complete different name. Mm-hmm. So that plays a huge, huge part. Right. So I wanted to talk a little bit in reference to about, you know, you leaving and going into your own business. And so what was it like when you finally made the decision, you're like, okay, my life balance or whatever, prior to when you were going to leave? And I know you wrote some great stories. I mean, you wrote some great stories. You've been in some, you know, you've had features in some great platforms. But as you see now, when you are actually, because now you're pitching, you're on the other end, pitching because you want to get the great ones. Mm-hmm. Do you still find it, you know, easy, or is it a little bit more work that you have to do when you decide, like, okay, you know what? It's now time to do this. Let me get this running. Because you got some heavy hitters in your magazine.
Right.
You got some heavy hitters. Was it a little bit more hectic for you, or not hectic? I'm looking for the right words in terms of, was it a little bit more difficult for you than it was when you were coming from the years and years well-known platforms?
I wouldn't say it was really difficult, only because I built really strong relationships with publicists. I built really strong relationships with managers, and I really took out time to build genuine connections with these people. So when I told them that I was transitioning into my own publication, it really was well received. So I do think that, you know, if you're going to transition from, you know, your from like a corporate position into like your own business, it really does. It's who you know. It's how you treat those people. And it's building those genuine connections to make sure that, you know, you're eye to eye. Of course, that doesn't mean that everything is going to be an instant yes, but it still lets them know that, you know, they can trust you.
Mm-hmm.
Know that you're going to make sure that everything is fine.
Right. And so talk to us a little bit about this newsletter. I brought the newsletter up quite a few times.
Yeah.
Talk to us a little bit about the newsletter.
Yes. Okay. So Braille Style Magazine actually has a morning newsletter. We send it out every day. Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. And we pretty much just send out morning inspiration. So those are the stories that we have going. And we also have our daily affirmations, which we get really great positive responses on, because I feel like there's not a lot of places that constantly push and pour into you. And that was our overall goal at Braille Style. So it was really important for us to have a newsletter that really spoke to the people that read Braille Style Magazine, and also leave them with something of value.
And when you decided, was that like the initial part when you decided, okay, I'm going to have the magazine? Was this an initial part that you wanted to have this affirmation component as well as the newsletter?
Yeah, it was pretty much the beginning of, at the beginning of Braille Style, we already knew that we wanted to really make sure that everything we do was intentional and everything we did added value to our readers' lives. So the newsletter is a big part of it.
And here is the link to the newsletter. Make sure that you get, you make sure that you click on that. It will be in the body of the interview. Make sure that you join the newsletter and get your daily affirmations, as well as the newsletter coming out Monday to Friday. Tweety, what else would you like to leave with our audience?
I would like to, I would like to tell women of color in particular to really strive for a soulful, soft life. I know we said it more than once, but a soulful, soft life is a life filled with self-care, opulence, unity, and love. And I find that those are pillars for just being at peace, having a good peace of mind, and really feeding the mind, body, and soul, because we really need it, especially during these hard times. So feel free to come and check out Brownstyle Magazine. We're all about self-care. And if you ever have any stories or anything that you'd like to share, because we have a very supportive network, then feel free to reach out to us.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time.
I love your platform.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. So we are definitely going to have you back on, because we definitely want to keep up date with you and just keep supporting you. NetStruck PR, NetStruck Talks, we are always, always, always supportive of our media partners, but also of the mission of what you are providing, which is self-care for women of color. And we have to put that more out in so many ways. So I'm really glad that you have a platform for that, that really tells the story about self-care. So again, Tweety, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for watching another episode of NetStruck Talks, and I will see you at our next show. Take care.
Thank you.